Artist, this is Dennis.
Hey, Dennis. Sorry, missed the call. I was outside of a truck.
Ah, not a problem, Todd. Good to hear from you.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm hanging in there.
I talked to you about some financing, I think, or I'm trying to remember. We're going nuts trying to get our plow trucks ready.
yeah, actually, it was a while back. We spoke in reference to couple trailers, I think that you might have been leasing, and the guy had a good deal if you're going to purchase them or something like that. It was a while ago.
Yeah. Did we get an approval from you for those trailers, or was he never
actually? Yeah, we never got that far along in the process. We kind of lost touch, and to be honest with you, I got really busy myself too, and I'm still calling people from back in July. That's how far behind I am right now. But I had to take some time off work too for some family shenanigans. But no, we never actually got that far along in the process. I'd be more than happy to do that for you.
Now, do you guys do a soft pull or a hard pull on your credit?
The pull itself will be a hard pull, but it depends. I mean, I can request a soft pull, but
I talked to a broker about 2 weeks ago, and I just got murdered for like 27 freaking pulls.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Did he get an approval for you, or?
Yeah, but why he did that, he got me approval for some of the stuff I'm looking to do. See, here's my situation. And what state are you in, so I can kind of explain this?
Sure. I'm in California.
You're never going to understand what I'm saying. But we still plow here. And really a third of the year. So we get paid ridiculous money to snowplow. I get $230 an hour per truck.
Nice.
I got 13 trucks on with the state. We get $110,000 a year guarantee, $8,500 a truck, whether it snows or not. Then we get $230 an hour, and they start beating the $230 into the guarantee. Well, 13 trucks for the 4-hour minimum every time that they're going to call me, they're going to rip right through that. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's like, you know, $12,000-$13,000 every time. It's like $29.90 or something every time they call me for something. And then times four is $12,000. Well, what will happen is they'll call us out for 10 or 12 hours, and we're just sitting there. And sitting there. And we're all on the clock. My guys are on the clock. My truck's running. I know. It's crazy. That's why we're so good, you know.
Well, I kind of had a thought like that once, too, so I understand.
I love it, because we're getting paid. It's not like we're getting called out. We're not working. I mean, sometimes we'll end up hanging out in the garage and feet up and, you know, having a blast.
Yeah, I worked for a solar company, and they would call us out to a cell phone tower they'd decommission it, and then they'd want us to be there to, while they recommissioned it, and sometimes you'd have to do anything, but I was young at the time, I was only like 24, and me and my buddy, we were working nights, so we'd find a bar that was close, we'd go to the bar, close down the bar, and do our job, so not proud of it, but hey, it was fun.
Oh, yeah. Well, the difference with this is with the state contract, like, I think the state's budgeting $3 to $4 million, but they'll spend more. They don't care. And it's on emergency funds, so I got to buy more trucks. And what I was talking to people about was using the guarantee of the contract as collateral. Now, there's people that do that, some people that don't do it. Because I need to buy more trucks.
Like accounts receivable financing?
No. It's like, that's factoring, but
right.
This is actually straight out, like, here's my contract. This is, you know, the first X amount of money. You know, let's say I borrowed, you know, the $110,000 and I borrowed $90,000 and somebody 20% for 6 months or whatever. Well, the first $110,000 goes to that person. You know, we've done that before, knowing that, you know, like, I've got my city contract and we're getting $2,000 an hour. And it's like,
gotcha.
I have to get $75, $85, $9 an hour here. In the winter, you get $150. And I just brought a guy on. I have three of my own, but this guy's got 43 triaxles, and he gave me a deal, $80 a truck. I'm going to make it $70 an hour, and no aggravation with this guy, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm bringing it. So I'm looking for someone that can do that, possibly, or someone that, you know, wants to finance equipment.
Do you know, did he happen to provide you, did that broker happen to provide you a copy of your credit report?
Yeah, my credit, well, I'm in the process, he pulled it, looking at it.
But did he provide a copy, can he get you a copy of it? The reason I ask is because we use Experian, and if he pulled it through Experian, I could just use that report and not have to pull it again.
Well, my problem, my report sucks right now, and I'm pretty pissed about it, because I had some prepaid credit cards that had zero balance on them, and there was a fee monthly, and they had my money, and I didn't know about the maintenance. You know, I'm like, all right, my card's zero. I'm not looking at the card, I'm honest with you. I know I can use it. And they reported me late, $6.95.
Oh, man. Sucks.
Well, we're fighting now. I got a credit repair agent that I've used before out of New York, which is great. And they just turn around and fight these things. But it takes, you know, 30, 60 days to fight them.
Right.
That's the annoying thing. So my score that was like 700 before is like 560 or something, which sucks. Put me at, you know, a shitty rate. But what we're making, I don't care. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, my score, right.
How much are you pulling in a month right now?
$100,000.
$100,000? Okay. Well, shit, man, I might be able to just do a working capital loan for you. And it's unsecured. They don't monitor the use of the funds. And how long have you been pulling in that kind of money?
I don't know. So last year, I got my tax return. We grossed 9-something.
Okay.
And our profit was 14, but we used the Trump rule, and so I didn't pay any tax.
Nice. That's awesome. Good for you, man. You know, I'd like to... Well, first of all, see if you can get a copy of his credit report. Maybe I can use a report that he has and not pull your credit again. And then all those inquiries aren't going to show up.
I'm telling you straight out that it's shitty. I'm not going to bullshit you.
Well, the loan itself is unsecured. It's more based off cash flow. You have good cash flow. Do you have any NSFs or anything on your banks? Or your bank's pretty solid?
Well, that's why what I did is I started another account. Like, don't have any overdrafts on that. I'm supposed to have overdrafts on it.
And how long have you had that account for?
The new one I opened a month ago. Well, I've opened a couple months ago, but I just started using it. And then the other account, my problem is, I'm switching to a factoring company, and they're supposed to send me money. I'm finding out they're not, and it's screwing up my account. So I use a company called Riviera, not knowing that they were like a D-level factoring, and I found out years in now, I'm the only construction company that's ever dealt with. Oh my god.
Ah, shit. Well, I suppose I could do too. I mean.
Well, my thing is, I don't mind the high because I know what I get.
Well, once you get your foot in the door with us, you can renew your loan once you're halfway paid in. And they'll give you a lower cost of funds, a longer term, and more money at that point. So,
All right, broker or direct lender?
We're both, actually. We try to do everything in-house, but we do syndicate. So the reason we do that is because it just gives us more options. Some banks have some niches that we like to work with. And like, for example, we won't do a startup trucking company that has less than 2 years' time in business if they're over the road. But we have a company that will. So we work through them to do those types of transactions. And we kind of put all of our money into a pool and kind of do it like that. So I'm not going to lie to you and say we are a bank, but we also do syndicate. I mean, even Wells Fargo sends loans to other banks, you know, and stuff like that. Pretty much all banks do, but we are a direct lender as far as in-house. We can't do our own loans.
I just went to a thing with the data sponsor today, and like Wells Fargo's like anything for people. Oh, let me call you right back. I'm sorry.
Sure, this is my direct number. Right.
Yeah.
I got a guy here interested in the snowcats you got.
Where are you?
At State Street.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know you were coming down, but you could. Does he know that I have three of them?
Yeah, he's interested in the other ones.
All right, I'm going to follow you over here.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm happy for that call, Sam.
Fireman?
I'm happy for that call. I was like, no, I'm not with the problem.
And that plow, the change you did, it only brought one side up and the other one's on the ground. So I'm trying to rig it up so it'll bring the whole plow up. That's why I haven't left yet.
Okay, that's what I this might ask.
You want to go see the other ones? All right, not tonight. He just wants to know the asking price on it?
No, if he wants to have a price, bring him over here right now. Unless he wants, well, do you need a bolt or something?
Yeah.
All right, well, once I check them out, we can bring them to check them out. Tell them it's, 5 minutes away. It's up to him.
All right.
All right, you can bring them here. You can show them. I got to meet them.
All right.